When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. We are live in effect at 1040 O Street, brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill here in the great city of Lincoln that is surviving the heat wave. Austin, the heat wave yesterday was on national news. It was the hottest place in America, supposedly.
Ugh.
It was hot.
Hotter than either Death Valley?
I don't know.
Dang.
And then it's hot again today.
So, maybe worse.
Yeah. And then we got a text here from A.A. Ron. Where are you right now? Do we know any more about this defensive coach we brought on a few weeks ago? Ira Savage Davis. First of all, I like the name. Ira. We need to change his name from Ira. Ima Savage Davis. I'm just kidding. We've heard hardly anything about him in his role. Do we know anything about that, Austin? I don't even know it.
Ira Savage Lewis is the name.
I love it.
Davis. He has a Texans jersey on in his NFL picture. Went to college at Baylor. My guess is he's a guy role recruited or coached at Baylor that got brought on in some sort of like grad assistant role would be my guess.
Yeah. Well, he might be a coach now since one of the things that possibly coming down the pipe is unlimited coaches. And so, look, the rules have laxed even in the offseason where coaches can coach more in the offseason, you know, or in, you know, outside of spring ball and all that. So this is probably just the next step. But we had talked about in the crossover, but, you know, we always get to, you know, make adjustments with Nuri coming in. And we talked about Phil Steele, who has a great – listen, if you ever on the porcelain – listen, the porcelain throne for you people out there, this is a nice way of saying toilet. This is great reading material. Now, don't stay on. There's so much.
Don't use it to wipe. It's more valuable.
It's more valuable than that. And also, don't read it so long that your legs go numb. Okay, so you are been warned. But he's. You know, we'll just jump right into the Big Ten Conference and his forecast. He has Ohio State number one, Oregon actually 1A or 1B, Penn State 3, Michigan 4. So we talked about them, Austin. They'd be sneaky, right? Iowa 5, so he's high on Iowa. USC 6, Nebraska at 7. Now, here's where it gets a little funky. He's got your boy Greg Schiano, Mr. Pinky Pointer, when he was get mad at Ryan Day, right? Wasn't he pointing at his pinky or something?
I think so,
he went straight mafia stuff. He got Rutgers at number 8. He's high on Rutgers, man.
I've seen a couple people be this high on Rutgers, and good for them, but I will not believe it until I see it. I get it. They made a bowl last year, but it's Rutgers. Come on.
Well, here's the deal. They have a very easy schedule, and they went to a bowl game, and they beat Miami last year. And so I guess, you know, if there's somebody that you want to make a surprise, is their easy pick. Yeah, Wisconsin, number 9. And I think that's, you know, Luke Fickell, and the new Luke Fickell era is probably a little bit blah right now. I think it's going to take another – this year, if they have a good year, and then another year to kind of get his identity into that program and everybody welcoming it because they're used to just lining up and just running over people, and they're bringing a little bit more air raid, which they lied to everybody and said they were going to run the ball out of four wides. That did not happen last year. Number 10 is Maryland. I think Maryland is the type of team, Austin, has been extremely consistent. I think they've exceeded expectations. I always felt like, as you've seen, they've had numerous first-round picks and guys doing well in the NFL, skill positions out the wazoo. Mm-hmm. I feel like over the last two or three years, Loxley has done a really good job of recruiting, developing Big Ten offense and defensive linemen that's allowed them to compete. I think the thing that really hurt them was getting out of sorts against Ohio State was a 2 or 3 week hangover. It wasn't from the physicality, it's because of being let down.
Yeah.
Because of the preseason expectations. Now they're at number 10. I think that's a little bit disrespect. So that maybe I'm playing that card.
Maybe you flop Maryland and Rutgers.
Yeah, or Wisconsin and Rutgers. Give Wisconsin the benefit of doubt. But either way, they're number 10. And also number 11 is the team that obviously lost a ton of people. Mm-hmm. So rightfully so, making a transition into the Big Ten. Washington, number 11. Number 12, this is another one that's crazy. A 3-9 Indiana team that had a lot of turnovers or learned a turnover on the roster, even though they have 21 returning starters. I don't know how that happens, but they are preseason out of 18 or 17 teams. They're number 12.
And that tells me that's borderline bowl eligible. Maybe miss it by a game.
Hey, well, here's what he says. The Hoosiers have 5 Big Ten home games, and 8 of the 9 sets power rating agree with Cincinnati and have them bowl eligible. So Phil Steele has this like ranking system, and he thinks Sigs, Mr. Press Conference, is going to have Indiana bowl eligible. Now, here's where it gets a little bit after that. Now, think about these teams after Indiana and how consistent they have been maybe for a while, but then also recently a better team in this Big Ten, right? After Indiana, Illinois, right? Was the Cinderella story 2 years ago, probably a little bit underwhelming last year, late in the season did well, right? Got it going. You would like to think year in, year out with Brett Bielema, well-established Big Ten coach, that they would get the benefit of doubt in this ranking. Not so much. UCLA, Chip Kelly left to be an offensive coordinator. He was on the hot seat. You know, Chip Kelly went 3-9 to 4-8, 3-4 during the COVID year, 8-4, 9-4, and 8-5. Listen, at UCLA, they might tell you they want to compete with USC. They're telling you. They're showing you they don't. Because for Chip Kelly, now there were some times that you could say, underwhelmed, but to be 8-4, and he's developed NFL players. We've seen it, right? You have ones at the Colts this year. You have the other guys getting drafted. 9-4, probably a little bit of a downturn, 8-5, and have no NIL support, and he was actually fired.
Yeah.
But they couldn't get the guy that they really wanted didn't come in, right? So it was like Eric Mays, they said they went in there. Why aren't you fired? Chip Kelly says, well, they didn't hire the guy. So anyways, UCLA, and then Chip Kelly leaves, right? That lets you know where that program is. Now you got new blood. You got a lifer in there. Then you got Eric Bieniemy coming back to college as an assistant head coach, offensive coordinator, which I think will help Deshaun Foster. But the talent isn't there.
No, it very much is not. I would have them below at least the next two teams on this list, if not lower. Now, maybe that's aggressive on my part because I think we learned our lesson from Northwestern last year. I think Northwestern was in a worse spot than UCLA was, but man, I just don't think UCLA is going to be very good.
Right. And I mean, do you think they're better than Minnesota?
I don't.
Right. I mean, PJ Fleck's probably running with this. I mean, it's not only UCLA. He's talking about Indiana and Rutgers.
Right.
I mean, you got to think PJ Fleck thinks that their culture will allow them to be in the top 10. Right. So that's the next team. They're below them. Then Northwestern, who probably had probably the brightest spot considering the situation in college football in quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
You got a coach that just got there. Braun came from North Dakota State. North Dakota State, newly hired defensive coordinator, along with some other people on the staff. and the stuff, you know, blows up with Pat Fitzgerald, who's a legend, not only as a player, but as a coach, and in the Chicago area, we had already said, I think I probably said they weren't going to win a game. You were much nicer, said you're going to win one game. Mm-hmm. They end up going 8-5 and then beating a well-respected Utah team in the playoffs. Now you expect them to be a little bit better, right? Now they lost some guys or, you know, so forth and so on. But Northwestern is never a hotbed of NFL talent, right? They always just have good, hard-working players. They're Northwestern guys. They got them 16th out of 17 or out of 18 teams.
And I, to be fair, I don't think Northwestern is going to be good necessarily, but I think Northwestern's going to be frisky, right? Like they always are. That's kind of their identity. They won a lot of close games last year, 5-4 in the division. I don't know if Northwestern's going to be good, but I think they have a better chance of going 5-7 or better than UCLA does.
Yeah, I mean when Phil Steele does unit rankings, right? Northwestern is 15. They're either 14 or above in every single category besides being number 9 in receivers and number 8 in defensive line. Essentially, he's saying that you have no talent and you're garbage. That's why they're ranked so low.
Mm-hmm.
But that's right where Northwestern does the most damage.
That's why he says he's never betting against Northwestern.
Right. And so then you have Purdue, which, you know, when we were at Big Ten last year, Ryan Walters, he had the energy, you know, obviously coming over from Illinois, being the defensive coordinator, you felt like, okay, if there's anybody that could, you know, pump life into that program right away from a defensive standpoint, it'd been him. They struggled last year. It'll be interesting to see, because I think Hudson Card, as the quarterback, had some really good moments. You know, he was injured at the beginning. We're going to see, do they lean on Hudson Card, or do they let the running back, number 45 that ran all over us, that let him do his thing?
Crazy legs.
Yeah. Maccabee. Mm-hmm. He is, look, he averaged 5 yards a carry, pretty much six touchdowns. And he missed significant time last year. He's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Former walk-on that has I would say he has an amply build, but he runs behind his...
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pads. He runs like the Colorado running back that ran all over Nebraska that year. They got beat by Miami, Chris Brown. So, but I will tell you, Nebraska fans, I got payback on Chris Brown.
Hey.
And I did think about he played for the Titans.
Ah.
We were headhunting.
Mm.
Yeah. We were headhunting. Anyways, then last team is Michigan State, who had a rough year. You know, Mel Tucker, you know, obviously set the bar for everybody to get $100 million contracts. So everybody should send him a care package. But then followed that up by not having a not so good season and then a horrible offseason, got fired, an illegal thing. And, you know, it was hard. It was a hard senior year for that team. Obviously, their big signature victory was beating Nebraska when Nebraska needed to win that game to be bowl eligible. They are picked last in the Big Ten. Now, I think with a new coach that comes over, Jonathan Smith, you know, is going to try to establish a physical identity like he did in Oregon State. I think he'll eventually get them back up to snuff. But I think the transition, considering what happened at the Mel Tucker, you know, fiasco. I mean, there's more stuff still coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's just not a ideal situation, but I think he's a great coach. So that's where he has him. Nebraska's number 7. The other thing that's interesting here, Austin, is he did the preseason Big Ten. He did one first team through fourth team. So on offense, the first guy that we see being on the preseason Big Ten up there in the top right is Michael Mazzucca, guard. That's the first guy we see. Second guy we see is Bryce Benhart on offense. And then Ben Scott is third team. I think that at the end of the year, if guys started performing, you think about Jamal Banks, you think Nair and all them. You think of, you know, Fedoni gets, you know, he's had a full offseason and then through spring, summer, and continues to be in a red zone threat. And then obviously, you know, obviously field threat. He'll pick up in there, especially when you start winning games. So if the offense performs, if you look back at this at the end of the year, there should be more guys on there just by a better record.
What's more likely to you, that one of Banks or Nair gets all Big Ten, or maybe like an inside guy, a slot like Jalen Lloyd?
Oh.
Because I feel like Jalen Lloyd the low in the slot could have a big year.
Yeah. I would probably still say one of the outside guys. They're veteran. Both of these guys have played. The hard part about it is because there's a plethora of wide receivers. So you could be a all Big Ten performer, but you don't get, you know, picked to be on it. And then next thing you know, if you have a really good season, you're playing on Sundays. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think a tight end is always a quarterback's best friend. So, you know, the tight end group, whether it's, you know, Fedoni, Borkercher, and Lindenmeyer. Is it Lindenmeyer, right? Yeah Lindenmeyer. Yep. And Big 44, those guys got to really – and Bonner as well, because he's kind of Swiss Army knife.
What do you make of Phil having Lachey from Iowa as the fourth best tight end? Because I feel like he was end of the year last year material before he got hurt.
Before he got hurt, he was tough. But, you know, Terrence Ferguson is good. Loveland is good. And Warren, I mean, so it's whatever you're – it's like he could have closed his eyes and put Lachey at one. And so I will tell you this. The tight end from Oregon is a phenomenal athlete, Ferguson. He could have came out this year. Loveland is a dude. He's an NFL prospect. He's a big, physical, 6'6". You saw him in the national title game in the Big Ten Championship and through the college football playoffs. He paid dividends for McCarthy, and he's a problem. And so I think Lachey being hurt, you know, I think hurt him or whatever, but he'll be just fine.
Terrence Ferguson looks like he belongs at Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's another tight end type of university. And then the same with Penn State. So I don't think it means anything. I mean, there's other good tight ends that, you know, throughout the the Big Ten, because even though he's not on here, but I will tell you this, I'll look him up right here. The tight end for Ohio State is going to be a dude, G. Scott.
Mm.
Now he's came on. He didn't get much run because Stover was there, right? He got drafted by my Houston Texans. I think hopefully, but G. Scott is a prospect and he can run, but he's not on this list, so it doesn't really. I mean, it's all preseason stuff, and it kind of just reading material while you're on a porcelain throne. But he dives into it. And then defensively, obviously Nebraska is going to have some guys on there, you know, more depth, where you got Nash, who's on the front of his magazine. He's second team. You got Isaac Gifford. He's third team. And then you got Ty Robinson and Jamari Butler on fourth team. And that's about it. And those are the guys, the known guys, but those aren't guys. I mean, Tommy Hill's not on here, who had a pretty good year stat-wise, but I think it was because, you know, he came on a little bit late. But look, you have another year like that, people are going to start talking about it. I always try to tell these young guys, and I think it just kind of fell on deaf ears, you know, maybe, you know, or whatever. And I'm sure they're out there trying their hardest, or, you know, thought, you know, to the maximum they or their capacity that they thought they could, is that it's we over me. And I know Tom Brady talked about in his speech. And I don't understand why these kids don't. Look, you got Google. You guys are on your phones. The more you win, the more stuff comes to you. So you actually don't have to work as hard individually if you work hard or harder collectively. What I mean by that is you win. Say Nebraska gets to – say Nebraska has a – you know, goes 8-4, right? Let's just – and say, or whatever it is, right? They go to a bowl game, first time in forever. You go to a bowl game, you have some exciting games. You know, the offense and defense are, you know, ranked pretty decently. You're going to see a ton of more guys on this right here.
Yeah.
I always talk about the New England Patriots. Part of the reason why Mike Vrabel was playing in the NFL, I think, for like 15 years. Now, he's a great player. I'm not going to take anything. Or Willie McGinnis or guys like that is because they play with the Patriots. And you start to, you know, go, you're ranked a little bit higher. So when you think Willie McGinnis, he goes to the Cleveland, plays 4 years. Vrabel goes to the Chiefs, plays 3 or 4 years. That's because they want winners. They want that culture. What do you think NFL teams are looking at? Unless you're extremely talented, they want some dudes that you win because they know that you know how to prepare to win.
The other part of that is that the recognition might not come for the guys whose name we know. It might go to the, you know, eighth or ninth starter, right? If Ty and Nash and Jamari are doing their job, maybe there's a linebacker that emerges. Right. Maybe Stephon Thompson gets in shape and has a good year. Maybe John Bullock is the NFL guy the staff thinks about. Maybe, you know, MJ Sherman is winning one-on-ones now since his defensive line is getting double-teamed. Maybe it's a safety, right, who camps under a couple balls because there's pressure in the face, right? These are the guys on the pre-team list, but if those guys are doing their job and playing at that level, the extra recognition, I think, will come from guys maybe further down the starting lineup and depth chart, potentially.
Yeah, if you want to look no further, look at Ohio State last year. They have tons of guys that either got drafted, first-round picks. You know, they had a big hole linebacker, you know, even the year before. Tommy Eichenberg, who was kind of like a, you know, end of the game role player, he ends up being all Big Ten, goes to the NFL. And then also, if you want to look at, I don't like Iowa, but look at Iowa had Campbell, who was, I think he won the Buckus and, you know, 3-time all Big Ten, middle lineman. He gets drafted in the first round by Detroit. There's a huge hole, mm-hmm. right? But Iowa, which has been known for their defense and also had a decent year, you know, kind of by Iowa standards, a little bit lower. But the defense had a good year. Jay Higgins rolls up in there, leads the Big Ten in tackles, and has that huge stop against, I think, Northwestern at the goal mm-hmm. line. And next thing, now here he is, he's first team. Yep. And he's probably, and I met him last year at the Big Ten, he was just, you know, hoping to, you know, play well and, you know, take advantage of his opportunity. Now he's looking at, you know, something down the road that he could, you know, possibly, you know, parlay that into. So, you know, when you think about it, you know, the better the team goes, the everybody else gets it. And you know, that's where you get the fruits of your labor. That's when football becomes fun.
Is Sebastian Castro legit? The safety from Iowa? Like, I know we had numbers and like a couple big hits, but
I'm not sold on it.
Okay.
You know,
he's good. Here's fine. An example.
He's reaping the benefits off of past players. So they're just thinking, since you play in Iowa's defense and you fit the script, by looks and all that, and he's had some big plays and some big hits. There you go. Mm-hmm. So I mean, even though Phil Steele is names on this, he has people writing these articles and he's signing off on it. The easy thing to do is say, okay, all right, I got to fill second and third team. Let's just look at Iowa because they always are one of the best defenses. Let's put them in there. That's why if I'm the Nebraska players, I'm using this as fuel to be better, and it's not all based on being or individual accolades. I want to win. So everybody eats.
Yeah.
Everybody. That defense turns around. You'll start to see guys on there like, if they play well, Tommy Hill. You'll see, you know, if it's the Javon Wright, a linebacker and all that stuff that really steps up and solidifies that middle. You talk about the safety. You think of Deshaun Singleton and Buford and Gifford or whatever combination, Hartsog or whatever their combination is, they play well. You're going to hear before the game, look, this Nebraska defense, the defensive backs rooms feel really good by the, you know, they'll talk about Cooper and all that. Well, then that's when it gets fun. Nobody likes to sit up there and look like, man, we don't have a chance. So these guys got a chance, and they also are in a good position because they're under the radar. And as much as Iowa's getting the benefit of the doubt, Nebraska's not getting the benefit of the doubt. But you flip that by going and taking, you know, care of your business. And then, you know, kind of being the surprise and living up not only to the expectations, but living up to your own expectations, which should be higher than anybody else outside of the program. So good first segment of 5 o'clock hour. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to take a quick look at this schedule, right? We're going to talk about the new running back commit. And then we'll put a bow on this bad boy. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CareCare is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.